Pardon me for opening the business lunch with a postscript that isn't necessarily all business, but these I think are nice to hear. Hey, John Williams, here's a bright side. I just got to O'Hare, and I left my keys in my Uber. I contacted the driver, and he agreed to take them back to my house. I just saw on my Ring camera he dropped them off. I sent him a $100 tip. He said I made his day, and I said, no, sir, you made mine.
Wow.
815. Hey, John Williams, I teach horticulture, and it is true people are so removed from plants and get all prepackaged, they don't know where the food comes from. I have had teachers not know that French fries are potatoes. I'm not kidding. And one more, salad kits, ranking up there, John, with the remote control, the internet, and medical miracles. A meal in one minute for $3. It can't be beat. I love my, when I'm cooking for me, I buy a bag of salad and just chop in a few things. Steve, on the Hall of Fame, this, we will get to the stock numbers today because they are important, but you said that the Toy Hall of Fame has new inductees, and the second one on that list was the what?
Phase 10 game.
I don't know what that is.
I didn't either, but it's been around since the 60s. It's a
phased
Mattel game.
Hand game.
10, 1-0, phase 10.
Oh, phase 10 game. Still don't know what that is. All right. Yeah. Congratulations to all of them.
Yeah, Transformers, phase 10, and My Little Pony finally made it.
Yeah, no kidding. Now, that one I've heard of, and I'm surprised it took that one that long. The S&P 500 pulled back today, ending a four-day run that saw stocks advance to record highs. Key components of the so-called Trump trade were among the most notable losers. Tuesday's action comes a day after the Dow closed above 44,000 for the first time. S&P 500 closed above 6,000. Trading reflected investor optimism that Donald Trump's return to the White House could bring both lower taxes and looser regulations, ultimately served as a boon to the broader market. If this is just maybe a little bit of a correction that is down from the euphoria of that?
Yeah, could be. We talked about too soon, too fast, perhaps, in the run-up to this, but might be a little bit of profit-taking. But the thing, the elements that you just talked about that the traders like about a Trump presidency are still there and will continue to be there until proven otherwise. So they're going to vote with their money again on lower taxes and looser regulations.
Right. And I understand that. Why not? I will talk more about this with Terry Savage and Dr. Bob Frelick tomorrow. He's the guy who famously on this show earlier this year predicted the Dow would close at 44,000. And I don't think he made that prediction because he thought that Donald Trump was going to win or that there would be this reaction. I don't remember us talking politics at all. I think he thought it was more fundamentals. And for those of us who do want to believe this is real, these new market highs, but have a little skepticism about it, I'd like to know what the fundamentals are. Does this really reflect the value of these companies? Or is it maybe the expectation that everything's just going to hum because of lower regulations and lower taxes? In which case, I'm a little nervous about these market highs. I don't think they will be sustained.
Well, I think we saw in the Magnificent Seven earnings reports, many of them did not measure up to what investors were expecting. And a lot of those tech companies have been overvalued. They've not reflected their actual value just because of the euphoria, the run-up around AI, especially this past year. So some, I think, of your fear is valid.
And I'm not rooting against me or the markets. I mean, nobody benefits if these things are not sustainable. But I think we see what's happened here, and for obvious and good reason. Again, back to Paul Krugman. I mentioned this when I was talking to Eric Zorn earlier, and he talked about how if you engage in mass deportation, it will raise your grocery bill. It will increase inflation throughout the economy. He said, if you're upset about grocery prices, see what happens if Trump goes after a huge part of the agricultural workforce. Immigrants are around 3/4 of agricultural workers. Roughly half of them are undocumented. Undocumented migrants also play a large role in food processing. For example, they account for an estimated 30 to 50% of workers in meatpacking. If these workers are deported, the food industry will probably have great difficulty replacing them. Even in the best case, the industry will have to offer much higher wages, and of course, these higher wages will be passed on higher prices. Undocumented immigrants are more than a fifth of the construction workforce. Deportations would severely hamper efforts to increase the housing supply. One last note, could we easily make up for the loss of these workers by replacing them with native-born workers? Krugman says the answer is no. There just is not a large pool of idle but employable native-born Americans to put to work. Witness the employment or unemployment rates right now. There aren't that many folks on the sidelines ready to take meat processing jobs or even construction jobs.
Or work at dairy farms where they have to get up at 4 in the morning and finish up at 7 o'clock at night. That's been a constant complaint of dairy farmers who are trying to get the H-2A visa program revamped, and that's been stuck in Congress for years. They just have just for whatever reason, Congress is not willing to move on revamping the program. So people, Native Americans will not do that work. They have to bring in the immigrants. And if an immigrant shows up that has a Social Security number, the farmer is going to accept that as being true, whether it's actually true or not. But if we lose the, as Krugman pointed out, if we lose that 1.7 million immigrants, if they round up all those people and send them away, the dairy industry and a lot of industries are going to be in big trouble.
Maybe they will expedite the process by which these people are legitimately here so as to continue to employ them, because nobody benefits if they all have, never mind that there's really no way to get them all out of here pronto, but it would be better if they just stayed. And I think everybody knows that, including the people who hire people to do landscaping or roofing or their nails or whatever else the services that do seem to often be filled by people from other countries. It's a 1217. This is WGN. Your tech bills can be lowered if you just know the way to how to play the game. Steve Alexander's on the line too, and in just a minute I'm going to talk to Harvey Wells about lowering tech bills. But Steve, is there anything else that jumps out at you in the markets or on the economic page today?
Yeah, interest rates. We're seeing the 10-year Treasury yield right now is up 12.5 basis points. So that's a big move for any one day. It's at 4.43%. And that 10-year is whatever you pay for interest on car loans and any other type of consumer loan is reflected in where the 10-year is. And mortgage rates also follow the 10-year up or down. And today, the 30-year fixed-rate mortgage, the national average, according to Mortgage News Daily, rose 10 basis points. Again, that's a big move for one day. Back in the sevens at 7.02%. I'm not sure exactly what's driving the interest rates higher. That's for the experts to assess, but that is a problem.
Richmond Federal Reserve President Thomas Barkin said Tuesday that the economy is progressing well. The central bank has positioned itself well to respond to either an upturn or downturn, with the economy now in a good place, interest rates off their recent peak, but also off historic lows. The Fed is in a position to respond appropriately, says the Richmond Fed president. Okay, more about that down the road. Among the text messages, John, the Trump team will exempt agricultural and building undocumented workers. 773 said, American ingenuity always comes through in a crisis. And 815 said, hey, John, give Trump a chance. You're shooting him in the foot before you know his plan. He was smart enough to win. Try to be more positive. You're stressing me out. Thanks for the note, 815. And thank you, Steve, for that. Harvey Wells just strolled into our studio from Lower Tech Bills. Speaking of the economy, Here's your local personal economy. He helps you lower your tech bills. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, John. Good afternoon to you.
I read earlier today a note from one of our listeners. They said you saved them $2,000 a year.
Yeah, it was a good week for me last week, too. Five different clients saved between $1,800 and over $2,500. It's really amazing when you dig into what people are spending, and people just don't have the time.
If you save somebody $2,000 on their tech bills, how much money were they spending on their tech bills?
Generally, they were spending in the neighborhood of $3,500 to $4,000
a year. Are these business people?
No, these are homeowners. These are people. And we're just talking three things here, by the way. We're talking internet, cell phone, and television, and that's it.
Where was the load of their savings or their spending?
I like to say I take a holistic approach to things, okay? I look at everything, and there is laws of unintended consequences, and there's intended consequences. In other words, if you lower one thing, it gives you a chance to maybe even lower something else, because there are deals out there that if you go to one service, a second service becomes even less expensive. Or there's people that have just ignored prices going up over the years, and they don't realize they can get a better deal.
Which is probably me, now that you mention it, but I mean, I'm just trying to figure out how I or anybody gets $3,500 in tech bills.
And John, ignorance is bliss.
Okay, and but like a year's worth of Netflix is $99 or $100. Let's see, $10 a month, $120 if you get the premium package, maybe $150, $160.
People spending well over $300 a month on just internet and cable. Okay, about that. There's $3,600 right there. Then there are people spending between $100 and $200 a month on cell phones. Put another $100 in there. Now you're up to $400, close to $5,000 a year before you even got Netflix.
I guess I didn't think of all of that. And where do you think the basket of savings is that's the deepest? What's the richest pool for people to save from?
Well, I think it comes down to,
I know you said a holistic
approach. But I think it comes down to looking at those television and internet bills and realizing that there are things you can do. And I'm not just talking about cutting the cord. Everybody contacts me and goes, I need to cut the cord. And they don't realize that it's not necessarily the cord that needs to be cut, but it is looking at your bills and taking an interactive approach on your own to getting it done. Or, of course, contacting me at
lowertechbills.com. Lowertechbills.com.
No more WWs.
This is the Wintrust Business Lunch. You're listening to WGN Radio. I'm John Williams, and Harvey Wells is back, the founder of Lower Tech Bills, lowertechbills.com. You can request a free tech check if you email him at HM, that would be Harvey
Michael
Milford, Harvey Michael Wells Radio at gmail.com, or call 312-307-1700. I will repeat that in a little bit. And again, his website is lowertechbills.com. I already have a lot of questions from our listeners for you, but before we dive into that, what's the main message you want to get across today?
I think the main message today is that with the holidays coming, there's two things that are important. Number one, scammers are out there big time. And I want to give a specific. I got a client last week said to me, did you sign me up to Norton Antivirus? And I said, of course not. I can't do that. She said, well, I just got an email from Norton saying that I now have a subscription, and yet the credit card didn't go through. So how do I put the credit card through? I said, whoa, hold on a minute. Do not reply to that email. Whatever you do, that is a scam. A second one, a certain cable company sent me a bill saying that my credit card didn't go through. Can you please resubmit your credit card? Well, all I did was I clicked on who it was from, and it was not from that credit card. It was from somebody named Dolores.
And, okay, that's
a scam.
Tell people how they do that.
Okay, so if you go into your settings, or you go to the email itself, and you click on who it's from,
okay,
if you just hover over
that little bar, you've got an email, and it has something that you're worried about. You hover your browser,
and then you click on who it's from. Just click on it; it'll say who it's from. In this case, it came from that company. I clicked on it, and sure enough, it said Dolores@whatever.com.
And a major American media company isn't sending out text messages or email from Dolores.
You will no. Dolores will not send that to you, nor will that company, because they will never send you an email asking for a credit card, ever. Do not reply.
So hover your mouse, your little arrow,
and click
over
on it.
The address, and then click on it.
Correct.
Like almost like you're going to X out of that or wipe out of that. But maybe just click on that, yep. And then what displays?
It'll tell you who it came from, who it actually came from.
And then another thing pops up, and yes. It shows where it's from.
Exactly. The other thing is Black Friday's coming up in a week. And when Black Friday happens, there are some amazing deals about to come out. And you really need to be on the lookout. For example, last year, it was Hulu came up with a 99-cent a month deal for the entire year of 2024. Now, whether that'll happen or not, we don't know, but there are some great deals about to happen. There are some great cell phone deals about to happen, great TV deals, great tech deals, always around Black Friday. So be on the lookout for that.
About that, 847 says, John, does Harvey know if there are any Black Friday deals for bundling? We have pretty much everything, cable, internet, all the streaming services. We pay nearly $300 a month. We aren't the type to open an account and then cancel it, though, which is what you've said. You know, if Game of Thrones comes out with another season, or what's the one that's coming, Peaky Blinders, or there's a bunch of them.
Mm-hmm.
So you subscribe to the service to watch it, and then when it's over, you unsubscribe.
Unsubscribe.
That's more work than a lot of us.
That is a lot of work. Okay. The best thing to do is to wait for probably next week. You'll start seeing more and more deals. I know Xfinity has already come out with some Black Friday deals right now. There's $500 off a cell phone if you switch over, and $400, I believe, even if you're a current customer. So there are some deals starting to pop up now, but more and more are going to be happening in the next few days.
Do you recommend that I take them if the money's good, or is that that's a trick and I should not engage in those deals?
Oh, I think the Black
They're
Friday
legit.
Deals are real deals. These are real deals, yes.
217 says, love Mint Mobile. Do you like it? Saves so much, says Donna.
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds is the owner of Mint Mobile, who just sold it for about $2 billion to T-Mobile. They are what's called an MVNO, a virtual network operator. They use T-Mobile's towers. And if you don't care about customer service and you can do it over the phone and you can switch, then Mint Mobile tends to be a good deal. Also, if you use less limited data. But if you like customer service and unlimited data and working with people, it can be tricky.
So Mint Mobile is a what provider?
It's called an MVNO, a multi-network virtual network operator. Never mind, I'm getting in the woods here.
So, but would that be my cell phone service?
Yes,
then?
And they would use, you'd be on T-Mobile actually, but you wouldn't know it because Ryan Reynolds would have sold it to you.
So if I want to explore that, where do I go? Mint Mobile?
Mint Mobile. Ted Danson's also doing the same thing for Consumer Cellular. There's a bunch of them out there, and they all use one of the big three towers, either AT&T, T-Mobile, or Verizon. And they tend to be cheaper, but you're also giving stuff up.
Like
you might have less limited data. They may deprioritize you, which means that you'll get to the back of the line as far as speed goes. So there are certain things that you give up, but you do get a little better rate.
Harvey, saved me about $1,000 a year, says one of our listeners. I'm telling my brother and in-laws to contact him.
Well, thank
Thanks
you.
For having him on and talking about this. It is so confusing out there, says 847. This is Dan. You're on WGN. Dan, how can we help you?
Hi. I did a lot of work, and it is nerve-wracking.
So it is.
I got my bill down by switching from Comcast to Verizon to get two new phones and internet. So we cut the cable cord. We're paying $160 a month now for the phones and the internet. And I'm locked in, I guess, for 3 years on the phones.
That's the issue. But go ahead. Sorry. Keep going.
But we hate the TV experience. So I do have an Apple box, but the broadcasting stuff is just a mess. So we need another box, maybe a Roku or a Tableau or
Wait a minute. So you want to watch network TV or sports or something,
yeah.
Right? So what's the recommendation there?
Network TV.
Well, a lot of people have smart TVs now, and those are able to download on the internet, but I find them a little clunky. I like the streaming sticks, whether it's a Roku or an Amazon Fire Stick or a Chromecast. Those make life a little bit easier on downloading those applications. But you see, when you go to the cell phone situation and you do a 3-year deal, remember, you are locked into that 3-year deal. And if somebody, you get a better deal, you got to pay that phone off. So that you think you're getting a great deal on this 3-year deal. Oh, I get a free phone.
Yes.
But it's really, there's nothing free in this world. You're taking a 3-year chance on that number not going up more.
And we did that for Verizon. I mean, we did that for Comcast, and it worked out okay. So Yes, I knew I was taking a risk for that.
Okay, but then the options for subscribing to these other or getting TV, you would recommend one of those Fire Sticks, you said?
I think the Roku is probably the most user-friendly of them all, but the Fire Stick is fine. Really, I'm agnostic as far as the three biggies, which are Chromecast, Roku, and Fire Stick, and Apple. There's four of them out there.
Thanks for the call and good luck. Does Harvey have any idea on the best way to get Wi-Fi in a remote area?
Oh, well, it depends on how remote you are. I've seen people in rural Indiana that are able to get one of the big three. All the three big, the big three, AT&T, T-Mobile, and Verizon offer 5G internet, but not everywhere, but they're now almost everywhere. But if you're really that remote, you're going to have to go via satellite, which can get pretty expensive.
That's a satellite service you subscribe to?
Yeah, like
to?
Hughes or somebody like that. Elon's going to be involved. Chef Bezos, they're all going to be involved in this stuff.
Nobody owns more satellites orbiting Earth right now than Elon Musk. So you might then be able to bounce your phone call off of one of those satellites.
Well, it's more for internet than for phone.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah, I think he was talking about internet.
What's the best phone deal right now?
Well, I hate to say it depends, but there are some great deals with Xfinity service right now. T-Mobile, if you're over 55, has a great 55-plus plan. But it really depends on whether you're if you're in the market for a new phone. I said before, if you're willing to take the gamble that you're going to do a 2 or 3 year deal, then sometimes it's worth switching to a new provider.
That doesn't scare me so much. I mean, if I'm going to be alive for 3 more years, I'm going to need a phone for 3 more years.
Oh, yeah.
If I can save money or get a free phone now switching to your service, and the service isn't outrageously expensive.
Now, Verizon has a deal right now where they're giving, for either switching or new customers, a new iPhone 16, but you got to be 3 years, and I think it's about $65 a month.
$60 a month. Compared to what I would.
Well, I could get you a Verizon deal depending upon who you are and what your services are, probably for $40.
We've got more questions for Harvey. Maybe you've got one too. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Call or text. Let's call on Steve Grzanich with another business report.
Start your timer. It's time for the Wintrust Business Minute, sharing Chicago's business news of the day. New research shows Atlanta is the top city destination for black residents who've decided to move out of Chicago. Texas is the top state destination. The findings are included in a study by the University of Illinois Chicago Institute for Research on Race and Public Policy. Chicago's black population has dropped by one-third since 1980, but the black population in the greater metro area has remained stable. The study reported by Crane shows 9% of black residents who left Illinois moved to Texas. Houston and Dallas were the most popular cities for those who moved to Texas. 6.8% of black movers went to Atlanta. White movers chose Phoenix. Latino movers most frequently chose Houston. There's a new publisher at the Chicago Reader. Amber Nettles has been promoted to the post. She joined the Reader in 2020 as sales director and was named associate publisher last year. She'll begin her new duties on January 1st. Current CEO and publisher Solomon Lieberman will continue as CEO of the Reader Institute for Community Journalism. I'm Steve Brzanich, and that's your Wintrust Business Minute.
We'll answer more of your questions about tech. All our lines are ringing after we give you the business of food and Steve Alexander.
Yeah, thank you. And yesterday we met Gene Miller, a farmer in the Quad Cities who is a military veteran, a combat medic in the Gulf War. He told us he was badly wounded and was pronounced dead on the medevac helicopter.
Yeah, March 10th, 1991.
He calls his survival a
miracle in the desert.
He came back to Illinois where he raised two sons with his wife of 29 years, and they've been through a lot.
We have. I got a wonderful wife because she totally is supportive and understands vets, and we carry some baggage sometimes.
Including Gene's debilitating bout several years back with PTSD that his family and his micro farm helped get him through.
A lot of it was just getting grounded with the nature and getting in the dirt, and it was therapeutic. It was healing. It was able to get me back into society again.
His bees produce honey. He grows a wide variety of produce. He makes jams and jellies and raises chickens.
We've been taking those eggs to the grocery store that's been selling those for me weekly.
And on those cartons of eggs and on his other products sold at farmers markets is a sticker that says Homegrown by Heroes. More about that after I thank the Chevy Silverado for sponsoring us today. There's never been a better time to put a Silverado in your toolbox. Find out how at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Homegrown by Heroes. It's part of a state program.
It allows Illinois farmers, ranchers, and fishermen and producers who have served and are still serving in any branch of the U.S. military to use the special logo on agricultural products that they sell to the public.
Nicole Moore is with the State Ag Department.
And it's free for those that qualify.
Gene Miller says the Homegrown by Heroes logo makes a difference.
People have noticed that and they look and like, oh, you're a veteran? I say, yes. And, we'll buy some. So it's more than just a program, the labeling. It's what it does for veterans. It helps them give a hand up.
I imagine you get a lot of people thanking you for your service.
Yeah, and likewise conversations. It's great because I also could talk to other vets and get to share with them, too, and hear their stories.
You can find out more about Gene Miller and his farm on Facebook.
It is Miller's Be Kind Farm.
That's B with two E's, of course. Another group helping military veterans get started farming is the Farmers Veterans Coalition of Illinois. We will hear from the president of that group tomorrow. On the food calendar, it's National French Dip Sandwich Day. I'm Steve Alexander. That's the Business of Food on 720 WGN.
Harvey Wells from LowerTechBills.com is here. Harvey, let's plow into some of these questions. What is your opinion of AT&T Internet Air, says Jim?
One of the things I just mentioned a couple of minutes ago, all of these cell companies now offer internet, 5G internet, and Air is the AT&T iteration of that. Verizon and T-Mobile also offer. You know what? They're good. They're fine. For most situations, unless you have a major gamer in your house, they're going to give you enough speed, and they're a little less expensive, especially if you have the old AT&T internet, which is horrible. You should switch out of that as soon as you can.
Which one do you not like? AT&T?
The old AT&T, they used to call it DSL. It's the old version. You get up to very slow speed, and the Internet Air will help you a lot.
I want to keep my cable because I like the interface, but I want to get rid of a couple of streaming services. Is there one streaming service better than another, or does one have better deals?
The deals are there, but it really doesn't have to do with the deal. It has to do with what program you like to watch. If you're a fan of Succession, you've got to have Max. If you're a fan of The Morning Show, you've got to have Apple TV. If you like the Beatles and some of the things that happen, you've got to have Disney. There's just, unfortunately, there's way too many streaming services.
And they're all in about the $8.99 to $15.99
depending upon if you get the commercial
range
version or not. There are now cheaper versions with commercials on them.
But it's not like one is $70 and one is $7 and you say, I'll learn to love the cheaper programs.
Yeah. No, you can bundle some of them. For example, Disney has the Disney bundle, which includes ESPN and Hulu. But still, I mean, you've got to have what you want to watch.
This is Paul. You're on WGN. Paul, how can we help you?
Yes, I just got a big increase in my price for my internet service from Xfinity. And I was wondering, how does the cable internet compare to the 5G internet?
Well,
just regular easy, no gaming, let's put it that way.
Okay, without gaming, I think you can look at a number of different opportunities. With the cable internet, there are many different speeds. I don't want to get into what an Mbps is, but you can go from 150 up to 2,000 with the 5G internets of the cell companies. You're more around between 200 and 300, which is enough for most people as long as you're not doing anything ridiculous like gaming 24 hours a day. It should be fine for you.
Paul, does that help? I mean,
and they tend to be a little cheaper than the cable. If you're a new customer to Xfinity, there are great deals out there right now.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm not.
What about calling them and saying, I wonder, Paul, what about this? Call them and say, I'm thinking about leaving. Can you give me a better deal?
Yes, don't call. Go to the store. Go to the store.
You're always in the stores, aren't you?
Yeah, if you call, you're going to get somebody who's on commission that's going to want to upsell you. If you go to the store, they're going to give you that customer service, and you're going to be able to look them in the eye and tell you what you need.
This is who's next on our call list.
Or hire me, and I'll look them in the eye.
I'll give you that contact information in a second. Lynn, you're on WGN.
Hi. I heard you speaking about Verizon offering a deal where you can lower your phone bill. Right now we're paying almost $400 and we don't even have internet. We have four phones. What can we do to get it lower?
Well, you got to look at it as a math problem. First of all, I would have to look at your bill and find out if you're paying installments on your phone, because if somebody's got four lines and they're paying $400, oftentimes they are paying for
That's
a phone.
High. That's a lot.
Yeah. You shouldn't be paying $400 for a phone. I would have to, you can contact me at lowertechbills.com and I can look at your bill free of charge and tell you what's going on. But without knowing that, it'd be impossible for me to know. But if you're paying installments, you're locked.
Harvey helped me this past weekend reduce my cable and phone bill for the next 2 years. We will save $2,300. It's been a smooth transition. Thank you, Harvey, you rock.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You're right. You are saving people several hundred dollars a year.
Yeah. It's a typical client, like I say, saves between $1,500 and $2,500 a year, and I love looking at the smiles on their face when they know they're going to keep that money.
LowerTechBills.com, LowerTechBills.com, or call what number, Harvey?
312-307-1700 or hmwellsradio@gmail.com.
Do the phone number one more time.
312-307-1700.
Join us again, Harvey.
Thanks. I will. I'd love it.